We're going to talk more Lake Mills sports here on Kate Radio. We got done talking with Bill Burns, the head football coach, earlier this hour. And now we're going to talk about one of my favorite sports. And if you listen to the show, I always talk about when it comes to a fall sports, I love them all, but cross country, I have a little bias towards it as a former cross country runner and still running today. I love cross country. Beth Van Ruckel, she is the new head coach of Lake Mills Cross Country. She joins us here on Kate. And Beth, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, Beth, before we talk about you being the first-year head coach for Lake Mills, give us a little background when it comes to coaching. I saw in your email you're also going to be the head coach for a girls' basketball coming up in the winter. So give us a little resume. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, yeah. So, I've been at Lake Mills since 2005, and so I started coaching middle school girls' basketball back then. I also did middle school girls' track for 5 years. So since then, I've coached going into my 17th year then in the basketball program. Three of those, actually, I did coach varsity girls basketball 12 years ago, 10 years ago. I had little babies then, and so it was not a good time. I had three little kids, and I was pregnant 2 seasons. It was just not good. It was just really hard timing. So, but then I went back to 8th grade, and I loved it. And so I've coached, obviously, a lot of basketball, some track. And so I have a good experience with obviously coaching a couple different sports. And I actually did 1 year of JV softball as well with Coach Beamer years ago. But That's about it for that.
So, Beth, what inspired you to become the head coach of the cross country teams?
Well, I have a son. He is going to be a 10th grader this year. And he went out for cross country in 7th grade. Never had cross country. I went to school at Lake Mills too. I'm an alumni here, and it was not an option when I was in school here. And so I didn't really have any familiarity much with it. So he went out in 7th grade, and of course I go to all my kids' stuff and started seeing the events. And I'm like, this is really awesome. Like, it was super fun. I'm one of those moms that I have a camera, took pictures of all the kids running, all of them running, and I sent it to their families, and I'd run around from spot to spot, you know, and it was just so fun seeing everybody cheer for everybody. And just encouraging them all to run harder and try to get their personal records. And it just was a blast. I just thought it was super fun. I look forward to it every day. So that was, 7th grade year and then 8th grade. And then last year, again, super fun and exciting. And I just loved it. It was just a fun, really fun sport, supportive sport, kind of like a family. And so then the coach resigned last year. She had been a baby, and it just wasn't good timing. And then for her, obviously. And I really didn't want someone that, I didn't want anybody to be forced to do it, because I wanted someone that would have a passion for it and want to help, my son's in it. So I have an invested interest in it too. And I thought, well, my son is also in esports, and he loves the fall season for esports with Smash Brothers. And they, the last cross country coach's husband is esports. So they worked well together, so they could, he could still do some of the meets and practices and stuff. And so, I could help. Obviously, I can have my son run the same workout an hour later, if he does have esports match or something during a day. So I could work, and then I'd be very obviously comfortable working and help it, let the kids do esports if they want to. So I thought, well, I'll just do it, and I'll do the best I can to interview as many possible people as possible to get more information, more details of how to do practices, how to get them in shape. And so I interviewed the Waldorf coach, met him, and interviewed another state champion, a former coach. I think it was Xavier, a girls program down by Cedar Rapids. I talked to him for quite a while in person, and just been a lot of internet searching and just doing the best I can to do the best possible job possible for these kids. And I'm a very passionate, excitable person. And so just knowing that, I'm super excited just to encourage all these kids. And I've seen it already, just get them getting better, personally getting better, achieving new goals, doing things they never thought possible. And I have a lot of new kids that have never done it before. It's just super fun. I really can't wait till the first meet to see how we do and to see, encourage them and for them to see the atmosphere and what it's like. Everybody cheers for everybody. Oh, if you're in last place, there's still people, other teams, they're cheering for you, they're cheering for you to finish and to do, keep going. And so I really love the atmosphere and what the sport brings and what it's about.
Now, Beth, I can hear your passion. I can hear your excitement through the phone line. I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah. That is great. Again,
it's so exciting. Yes, thank you.
Beth,
it is exciting.
Beth Van Ruckel, first-year head coach, Lake Mills Cross Country team. And Beth, let's talk about who makes up the roster for this year's team. I know you have a roster in front of you. And let's talk about who's on the boys and the girls teams for the Bulldogs.
All right, cool. So I'll just start with girls. So last year we only had two girls out for cross country. So I mainly, my main focus was when I got to be the coach, I printed out the list of every girl in high school. And I took off all the volleyball players off that list. And I went around and started talking to a bunch of different people I thought would be potential people that I could get to go out. And I just asked them, will you go up cross country? You know, you want to go out? You know, I need more runners and I want to get a team. You know, you need five to score and, yep. and I want a team. And so currently right now we have seven girls out for cross country. So I'm super excited. We will have, you need five to score. And so I have seven girls out. One of them, I only have one returning, and one of them has one returner, one new person that moved from another school. She's a senior. And then one that used to run in middle school, did not go out last year, and she's back as a sophomore. Otherwise, the other ones have never ran. A senior, my returning senior, Kyla Johansson, very solid, super hard worker. She's a captain for us. She's very positive. Because she's a junior. She just works really hard and never gives up. So very, very proud of her effort. A newcomer that I'm super excited about, Josie Helgeson. She's actually a senior. She's going to be one of my basketball players too. She's a captain for my basketball team. And I talked to her about her athleticism and I convinced her to come to one summer workout and she did really good. And she didn't really like it. And I understand that, but I was like, man, you have the potential here to be a pretty good runner. And what if, you know, do you want to, what if you could be really good? What if you'd be an all-conference runner? You know, so I've seen a huge opportunity there for her, and I'm so glad she came out. So I think she'll probably end up being our top runner. So super excited to see what she can do and where she will be as you keep growing. And she's never ran long distance like this before. She's a sprinter in track. I don't even think she's 1,900 before. I think she's 400 and above. So I'm pretty excited, but she can run and she's got good endurance. So super excited for her. And then, you know, I got a few other basketball players out. I've never done it before. Ellie Reddick, the sophomore, loves basketball with a passion, but she wants to, you know, get in shape. And I actually talked to her mom last night, and she's feeling better with her. She's just feeling better overall, and she's loving it, and it's pushing her. And she loves the family atmosphere too. Emma Taft is someone that's out, loves it, loves basketball too, but she just wants to get in shape. It's going to help her be in better condition, and she's determined just to keep going and keep running. And then I got Anna Steeney, and she's a sophomore, went out in middle school as an all-conference runner. She also has the potential to be really good. So I'm really excited to see how she develops and keeps growing and see what she can do. Madison Johnson, the freshman, never been out. She came a lot this summer, really working hard, really putting a lot of effort in. So I'm super proud of her, too. So a brand-new person, like I said, moved in from actually superintendent's daughter, Braylon Rogney. We call her Bree. She's battling back from an injury right now, but otherwise she's working. She just came to our school, meeting new people, determined to get back into shape and get going. And so it's nice to have her as an addition also to our team. So we have seven people, and hopefully we can get at least five ready for that first meet that are injury free. So we need a scoring roster we haven't had in years, a scoring team for the girls program. So very excited about the girls, do what they can do and cheer them on and to see those improvements as we, you know, grow and get through the season. So that's the girls program.
Well, let's talk about the boys again. We're talking with Beth Van Ruckel, first-year head coach of Lake Mills Cross Country. Again, she went through the girls roster. And, Beth, let's talk about the boys.
Awesome, yeah. So our boys program, we're up to 13 right now. So very excited about that. We have a few returners, a handful of good returners, and our fastest runner right now, returning junior, Justin Rigg. He was two places away from going to state last year individually. He has worked super hard again, super, super hard this summer and getting in the best shape of his life. And so I'm very, very excited for what he can do, what he might be doing, and hopefully being injury-free. His brother was a state qualifier for many years when he was in high school. So I know he wants that as his goal, to get to state and to do that too. So he's put a ton of effort in and a ton of time, so I'm really excited and hoping that works out, and it should if things go well and the season stays healthy. So Justin Rigg. Actually, it's my son, Kay Van Ruckel. He is going to be a sophomore. He's our second fastest runner next. He placed 33rd at district last year, regionals last year, but a lot of seniors graduated from the people above him, and his times are looking better. Of course, he's growing and getting better. So I'm super excited to see how he can help us in the places he can get. And actually, our superintendent has a son that moved in also, and he's a freshman, Newt Rodney. And him and my son are very close, neck and neck, and he might actually pass Cade, which would be great, get us a faster time. He's very talented, very athletic, and a really good runner, but they run a lot together. So that's been awesome for them to be able to push each other. So those are kind of our top three spots right now that are pretty solid in times. Then we actually have some good people that have stepped up and came in. We have Lucas Oldenkamp. He's a sophomore, did not go out last year. State qualifier in wrestling. I love wrestling, that's his thing, but he is so determined and competitive. Like his drive is insane. So he will push hard when he has a challenge. And so I think he could be one of those people that will help us get that fourth spot or fifth spot that will help our numbers be super, and hopefully super competitive in the guys' side. We also have a freshman that Hayden Thompson had really good times last year. So he's changing from the 2 mile to 3 mile, and he's looking really good. So he has a great opportunity to help us with his times. Steven Brandenburg, he is Coach Brandenburg is a wrestling coach. It's his son. He is normally a football player, I think a very good football player, but he has a broken elbow. And started out the season just watching football and started seeing us practicing and begging his dad if he could do cross country, because you don't have to cross country, right? And if he won't get out of his cast till middle of September, and even then he won't be able to play football. And so dad finally called me up, and he is now running with us with a cast, and a very heavy one actually, and doing amazing because he's just so competitive too. And I think he will actually be in our top five or six or seven too. For our team. So he's super competitive. That's a nice addition, at least for this year, to help us out. Casey Reniker, he's a junior. He's never been out cross country, but at track last year, he ran miles and 2 miles alongside my son and did really well. Between him and I think the track coach helped him too, begged him to come out for cross country. He's injured, coming back from an injury right now, just starting to come back. So I think when he gets healthy, he will also be running off that top seven at I'm hoping can get us a lower score that will get us to be very competitive. We have some other returners that just are working really hard that are coming. I'm hoping to get personal records that will just encourage them to just keep running, keep trying hard. And they're in other sports like Geraldo Vasquez Perez. He's a wrestler that just loves wrestling, and he's out there. He's a senior, super positive, funny guy that helps keep that enthusiasm and practice up. His younger brother, Ollie, he's a 10th grader. He's actually really improved. His times are looking really good in practice, so I'm very proud of him. Asa Selflug, he's also a junior, and his times also, I told him the other day, I think he'll get his PR by the middle of the season this year because he is working hard, came this summer also. Trying to make sure I don't miss anybody. Bryce Budak, he's a junior, and I also think he's going to beat his personal records here early on or middle of the season because he's working hard and he has people that are pushing him. And I've told him about the importance of our region. If the region would stay the same, they had lost a lot of seniors. And I just think we got to be positive, and we have a chance to definitely do some things and maybe have a chance to do more than people expect. So why not surprise people and just keep working hard? And then the last one would be a freshman, Noah Brunsfeld, a really nice kid, comes out to practice, pretty quiet, but he does his thing, and he's a part of our team, and we're proud to have him out there too. So, yeah, I love it. Trying to just mold this program into a family. Cross country has always kind of, it seems like, been like that. And trying to teach these new people, we are here to encourage each other. And they are. There hasn't, knock on wood, been any drama, which I love. You know, we're encourage each other, be there, have fun. We're going to do our first fun, really fun social event next week and get together and have some fun and eat some food and do some swimming and stuff. So, yeah, I just love it. And like I said, my son's in it anyways. And actually my youngest son's gonna be a fourth grader, and he's been coming this whole practice, and he's our water boy, and the kids love him. And
that's awesome.
Helping with the water. We're training him how to catch, you know, get the water on a run and then toss it so he can keep running and get a drink. And so he's loving it too. So he's a part of it. So at their age, you know, my kids' ages now, it just works so much better. So yeah, I'm very excited. It's just super fun. I've never had this experience before, and it's just been a blast every day, and I'm doing my best. And actually, I'm going to have a new volunteer coach starting today. His name is Grant Deacon. He's one of our brand new teachers, and he's actually ran cross country and actually ran in college. And so he finally got his coaching to come through yesterday. So he will be starting helping me today. So I'm very excited about that, and what that expertise will also help with our program and his excitement too. So that can only help us and more, you know, eyes to help with supervising too. So yeah, I think we have a great opportunity and we're young. We're very young. Oh, I missed one person. Sorry. I have one more senior that never came out before. Holden Mahar. Sorry. Holden, super funny, very nice guy. He's a senior. Like I said, he's loves track. He's a more of a sprinter, but he wants to just improve and get, improve his muscles, improve his distances. And so he's out this year too, working really hard. And so, yeah, sorry, Holden. But yeah, it's been a super fun season so far. And it's only been what, 9 days or something, but, yeah, I'm super proud of all these guys. They're working hard together. We run as a team. The boys and girls are together. We have middle school starting next week also. So coming, it's just a different sport. And it's just a really cool sport that I've really learned to love even before this. And so this is just adding that another level of appreciation and respect and love for the sport.
Talking Lake Mills Cross Country, their fall sports preview here on Kate Radio with first-year head coach again, Beth Van Ruckel. And Beth, before I let you go, you mentioned your younger son having to learn the handoff for water. And for those that are not runners, when you're a runner, you don't want to stop. When you're running, you do not want to stop to take a drink of water. So the handoff in motion, so the runner comes by, it's got to be smooth, it's got to be fast, and it's got to allow the runner to keep their pace. So there is a lot of work. You're putting a lot of pressure on your fourth grader. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, he had some practice last year. He helped Cade last year, so we just practiced all song. Screwed up as our, you know, our family at least. It wasn't anybody else, but yeah. No, and I'm trying to teach the kids that have never been in cross country what they do. No, don't stop. Like, keep running.
Correct.
Like,
yeah.
Grab it. I got to teach the other side too, because they don't know. And then don't throw it in the path. You can't throw it in front of people's face. You know, got to throw it out a little way. So we definitely got some training to keep him doing for the handoff for the water. You got to get a drink. If it's hot, you know, got to get a little bit of water in you. So. It's been definitely a fun experience for everything.
We'll keep you updated on Lake Mills Cross Country all season long. Again, a Beth Van Ruckel, first-year head coach. Again, Beth, I love the enthusiasm. I love the joy that you're so excited about cross country because, again, I love the sport. It's one of my favorites. Thank you so much for the time. And, again, we'll talk sometime during the season. And, again, we'll keep everybody up to date on how Lake Mills Cross Country is doing this year.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.